Good evening, welcome to Smith's Hill Bar. Thank you. with us, Bill Kirchen, tonight. He's one of the finest guitar pickers in this business, and we're looking forward to it as well. But thank y'all for coming out, and thanks for coming a little early to hear us. We'll do our best to play some good, real country music for you, because that's what we like. And I'd like to introduce Mr. Doug Morton.
Thank you.
Cure, a really great country band from England. England is a country, right? I remember studying English in school. I said, hell, I ain't never going to England. What do I need to learn this language for? So, actually, it turned out pretty good. Okay, I wrote this song probably 25 years ago. And we haven't performed it very much this year because of the loss of the greatest country singer of all time. But we'll do this one in his memory. This goes out to Mr. George Jones. Seem like nice people, so we'll tune up. We played a show one time at the train depot down near Georgia State University. It was a benefit called Opera Goes Opry, and it was for the Atlanta Opera Society. Remember that film?
Oh, yeah.
And they were gonna lower themselves to our country standards, so they wanted a country band. So we played our first set, and they completely ignored us. And then they said, why don't y'all play some line dance songs? And they said, why don't y'all just listen to what we are playing? So between sets, we went and got a pint of Jack Daniels, scarfed it down, and did our Sex Pistols impersonation for the second set. We had a good time.
Didn't we actually turn our backs to the audience?
I think we turned our backs to them because they were really rude. They were just not nice people. That was a long time ago, and we've learned to be a little more polite these days. I guess it comes with age. Okay, this next song I wrote about professional wrestling. It's actually not about professional wrestling, but it was inspired by professional wrestling. I admit that I'm a fan. And one night I was watching pro wrestling. My mother cries every time I watch it. And of course, she doesn't know. She lives in Nashville, but she knows. And Jerry the King Lawler from Memphis, Tennessee, was watching one of those pretty little valets running up the hill. Somebody was chasing her with a chair, trying to bust her head. And he said these words right here. Oh, well, I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave. Those swiveling hips from my chin next. Songs about rodeos and lots of songs about drinking and some more songs about drinking and a few songs about drinking. Anyway, he's one of my favorites and one of those true classic country artists that we don't get too many of these days, especially now if you listen to what's on the radio. Well, I'm glad y'all are here to listen to Bill Kirch and hear some real country music. Anyway, here's a Mo Bandy song from 1975.
The winds left on the side, but there's still a clear red sun set across the western sky. I will take my pony right in straight into the wind. Feel the touch of heaven blush against my skin. I ride past deep and drifting snow, see the trail of another deer. I ride with the buffalo, they seem to have no fear. Sleep beneath the starry sky, the dial starts to bay. All the creatures of the night, they seem to have a say. And everything is perfect on the road of Santa Fe. In the shadow of the mountains, the prairie sleeps beneath the cold. The remnant of the summer growth comes out from the snow. Shadow falls as a hawk above God's champion through the sky. To my side, a tumbleweed comes closely drifting by. All right, trail through the mountains, climbing tall under pine. I climb high. is up above the timber line. And Saturn moon and Aspen crossing creeks that seem to say, in words as soft as whispers, this path is a better way. And everything is perfect on the road of Santa Fe. And if it's too long, I get the dust. All my hinges start to rust. Urge the wrong one, let me be. And I scratch the itch that's driving me. The sun, the moon, and the wind, and the rain, and the mighty prayer. Call my name so it's up and out.
Next time is a true story about how I got my heart broken. It's okay, I'm laughing. In retrospect, I can laugh. I used to judge my relationships on how many good songs I got out of them when they ended. This one was a doozy. It is a true story, and the moral of this story is, don't date Star Bar women more than one night. Mr. Bill Kirchen up here to lay your ears back. We've been very lucky in the last week. On Friday night at the Variety Playhouse, we got to do a show with Junior Brown, who blew everybody's ears back with his fabulous picking. And now tonight, Bill Kirchen. Boy, this must be my lucky week. I should buy a lottery ticket. Anyway, we'll be playing November 2nd at the Cabbage Town Chomp and Stomp. Anybody ever been to that? Yeah. It's the best in-town party of the year. It's in the heart of Cabbage Town. This year there's four stages, lots of good music. Chili, you buy a spoon for $5 and you get to go sample chili until your gut bursts. And then go drink beer and listen to good music. So y'all come on out and see us. I think we're scheduled at 1:10. And Peachy Park, but that's subject to change. So just check the papers, check the website. And we're playing November 7th at the Moonshadow out in Tucker. So come on out, and it'll be a lot of fun. Ready? One more broken heart. One more tear to cry.
Thank you.
We got a CD for sale. If anybody's interested, just catch up with us after the set for 10 American dollars. We got to pay that alimony, child support, probation, all that good stuff. So. Anyway, one more. Here we go. All right, thank y'all. I'm Slim Chance. We are the Mighty Convicts, and we'll see you real soon.
the Z-Man, Slim Chance and the Mighty Convicts, Smith's Old Bar, Atlanta, Georgia, 10-24-2013, FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatech, V2, Benchmark, 82K, Sound Devices, 722, 14 feet from stage, 7 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 154 of 2013.